Labyrinthitis. What is labyrinthitis? Labyrinthitis is an inflammation of the inner ear. Located deep inside the inner ear, the labyrinth is made up of three semicircular canals that help control your balance. Inflammation of these canals, or labyrinthitis, can occur as a result of a viral, or more rarely, a bacterial infection. Labyrinthitis may cause vertigo, a sensation of spinning or whirling, that may be severe enough to cause nausea or vomiting. The vertigo gradually goes away over a period of several days to weeks. However, for a month or longer, a sudden head movement can trigger another attack of vertigo. Labyrinthitis may be accompanied by hearing loss, which is usually temporary. Bacterial labyrinthitis is more serious. It may develop after a middle ear infection or an infection of the lining of the brain called meningitis. What causes labyrinthitis? The cause of labyrinthitis is not clear. It's often triggered by an upper respiratory infection, such as the flu or a cold. Less often, labyrinthitis may develop after a middle ear infection. Rarely, labyrinthitis is triggered by a bacterial infection. What are the symptoms? The main symptom of labyrinthitis is vertigo, a spinning or whirling sensation you feel, although neither you nor your surroundings are moving. Vertigo is not the same as feeling dizzy. Dizziness is feeling unsteady or lightheaded, while vertigo is a sensation of whirling or spinning. Symptoms of dizziness and vertigo may be caused by many conditions other than labyrinthitis. With labyrinthitis, the vertigo begins suddenly, without warning, and often occurs 1 to 2 weeks after you've had the flu, or a cold, or other viral or bacterial infection. The sudden onset of vertigo may be severe enough to cause vomiting and nausea. Vertigo gradually goes away over a few days to weeks, although sudden head movement can cause vertigo symptoms for a month or longer. You may have hearing loss and a roaring sound in your ears called tinnitus. Rarely, and generally only if the labyrinthitis is caused by a bacterial infection, the hearing loss may be permanent. How is labyrinthitis diagnosed? Labyrinthitis is diagnosed with a medical history and a physical examination. If you have symptoms of vertigo, your health professional will determine whether it is due to an inflammation of the labyrinth. In particular, your health professional will look for signs of viral or bacterial infection, such as an ear infection, which can trigger labyrinthitis. If the cause of your vertigo is not clear, your health professional may perform additional tests to rule out other conditions. How is labyrinthitis treated? Labyrinthitis usually goes away on its own. This normally requires several weeks. If the cause is bacterial, antibiotics will be prescribed. Viral infections cannot be cured with antibiotics. Medications may also be used to control nausea and vomiting caused by the vertigo.